exercise change.
So build strength and motivation, and maintaining it is I think it's very important in the first instance to choose an area that's fun. You know, it's fun in all every context of the meaning of the word fun. Like, it's enjoyable whilst you're doing it, but it also satisfies a deeper urge of yours to improve or to tick something off, in terms of feeling like you've achieved something. You know, hey, yeah, I'm really, really proud of that. So you know that the end result's going to make you proud. And thirdly, choosing something that is closely aligned to what really matters to you in life. You know, the big rocks. You know, you've heard the story about... there's a professor, I think, he's teaching his student something, and he has a big glass jar on his desk. Okay, so the professor, he had his students, and he had a big jar he wanted to fill with these various things. He had some rocks, and he had some smaller stones, and he had some gravel, and he had some sand. And he said, oh, can I fit all this in there? It just looked way too big. You know, so he tried different ways of doing it. He put the sand in first, and then he tried to put the gravel on, and then he tried to put the rocks on and the stones, and it just didn't fit in. And so he tried, it's important to do it in the right order. So he thought, right, the right order is to put the big stones in first. And so in other words, that's the big things in life, you know, the important things. And then he said, right, the student said, he asked the students, is it full yet? And they said, of course not. And I mean, it is full, but he said, of course it's not. You know, we can put them gravel. And so he got the stones, and he sprinkled them on top, and he shook it, and the stones rattled down in to fill all the gaps between the big rocks. And he asked the students, is it full yet? And it looked like it was, but of course it wasn't. And so he got the gravel, and he did the same. He put it on the top, and he shook it until it filled the smaller spots. It's not full yet, so he got the sand and he poured that on top and shook it until the sand finally filled all the little spots. And he asked the students, "Is it full yet?" And the students thought it was. And obviously the moral of that story is you do the big things first, then you can put everything in. And so that's part of motivation. But then the professor asked, "Well, is it totally full yet?" And the student said, "Yes, of course it is." And the professor says, "No, it's not." And he reached under and he pulled out under the desk and he pulled out a few litres of wine and he poured that in, and of course that finally filled up all the ear gaps. And the moral of that story is, you know, once you do all the big stuff and get the right priorities, then there's always time for a bit of wine at the end, or celebratory wine. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. So enjoyment comes from packing everything you can into life. You know, you only get one life. It seems so far. I don't know. I haven't found any solution to prove or anything that points that we have more than one life. But you know, you want to make the things that matter. Get the things that matter away. It ticked off first, and then everything else sort of fits in around that. And that way, you know, you're not going to have any regrets.